Sunrose Yoga. Reveal and remember your sacred nature through the practice of yoga. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is a collection of audio recordings, videos, and writings about the practices of yoga. The podcast's mission is to share the teachings of yoga in an accessible way and to foster meaningful discussion about the practices. To learn more or to experience past teachings, please visit sunroseyoga.com. The Sunrose Yoga Podcast is made possible by the generous donations of students and supporters. If you find this podcast useful or beneficial, please consider making a secure online donation by clicking the donate button at sunroseyoga.com. And thanks. Hello, beautiful beloveds. Welcome. This is episode 104. Of Kelly Sunrose Yoga Podcast. I'm Kelly, and I'm so grateful to be here with you right now. Today's episode features a 75-minute gentle yoga class recorded live at the People's Yoga in Portland, Oregon. It's an all-levels class. It's for you. Radical tenderness. Can you dig it? Thank you for being here. News! I am almost bursting with excitement about all of the new offerings that I have for you, my dear sweets. To make sure you stay in the loop, sign up for my newsletter, sunroseyoga.com. I promise I will not inundate you with stuff. I will send you details that you want to know and practices that you just can't get enough of. Along those lines, some of you might have heard that I will be launching an e-course in July. It's true. My beloved Meditation Foundations course will be released as an e-course in just over a month, and I'm so excited. The course includes fantastic audio recordings, if I do say so myself, video lessons, plus writings and illustrations designed to help you begin and sustain a meditation practice. If you've ever thought about meditating, but you've been unsure of how to begin, this is the course for you. I'll keep you posted on the details here and through the newsletter. Second, I'm planning a couple of fun retreats this year. Northern Minnesota in September and Oregon in the winter. These are going to be super fun. Gentle, deep yoga, meditation, connection, stargazing, good food, moose calling. Make sure you're on the mailing list to learn more. This is going to fill up really fast. To learn all about my future and current offerings, visit sunroseyoga.com. Like us on Facebook, that's Kelly Sunrose Yoga. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Connection. It's deep. Also, finally, before we get on with the show, I have just one spot left for one-on-one work in June. I'm scheduling July and August now, too. This is a really wonderful way to work. We go after exactly what you are looking to explore, and we go deep. Check out the details at my site. I love you.
And the way we move in this class is toward a place of non-aggression with our body, which sounds logical and almost sounds so silly even saying it. Like, duh, obviously we don't want to be aggressive with our bodies. But the more we practice this, the gentler we are, I think the more clear it becomes just how aggressive we are with our own bodies most of the time in life. And something that's been coming up is how sometimes in gentle yoga, and sometimes the deeper we go into the practice of yoga, it can feel like we're doing less and less. And there's some sort of cultural temptation or fear embedded in us that's sort of like, wait, am I going to keep doing less and less and less until I'm just a puddle of goo on the floor doing nothing all the time? No. What we found over time, over lots of practice, is that by sometimes doing less, more ends up happening. More ends up being the result. And maybe you felt this in your life, you know, like on those days when you have a lot to do and you're just sort of like in the crazy swirl of things. Like staying in the frenetic space does not always yield results. And that sometimes, you know, even though you don't want to, doing something totally, you know, different, like going outside and taking a walk, or like just, you know, like taking a shower, or doing something like that removes you from that space, like, there's the pause, the space, the exhalation I needed to actually get things done. So that's sort of, those are some things that have been coming up in the work. And that's sort of how we begin. We just start talking about, you know, how yoga has been playing out in our lives. And if it resonates, you know, you can share. And if it sounds like, I'm going to swear, which I do from time to time, if it sounds like bullshit, then, like, you can say that too. It's all just our experience. I just love the word bullshit. It's so awesome. So we'll start just by moving our bodies. And you're doing it right. That's the assumption. Sometimes I'll give guidelines with respect to safety. Alignment for safety's sake. But usually, most of the time, I would say 99% of the time, like, the suggestion is safety-oriented and not, like, attainment-oriented. So we'll begin cross-legged, if that's comfortable. Maybe supporting the bum with a blanket, maybe not. And we'll just start with some really simple side rocking. And we'll just shift our weight from one side to the other. And how you do it is really up to you. You know, it can be teeny tiny close to the spine, or it can be big and sort of swoopy, bird-like, big bird-like. And we just begin by making some observations about what we're feeling. What do you notice? Of particular interest is, you know, what happens when you free up that space in your mind that's usually occupied with, I'm doing it wrong, how can I do it right, or how can I do it better? And why is everyone else so much better at it than me? If we let go of that, like, oh, there's a lot of space in there. And so in time, as you find yourself sort of rocking over to the right side, we'll stay there and we'll extend the left hand toward the sky. Now, if this feels already like a lot, you might consider elevating your right hand on a block, just for a little more spaciousness. And we'll practice with the rotation of the shoulder. So you might turn the palm of your hand to face the right and face the left and face forward and notice what you feel. Notice where you feel. And you might let your breaths in grow the left side of the body a little bit longer. And as you breathe out, you might soften a little bit through the shoulders, like there's nowhere you need to get to. And with your next breath in, let that left hand start to reach toward the sky, pulling your torso all the way back up. And as you breathe out, release it down. And just pause. Just notice the right side of the body and the left side of the body. And in time, we'll switch sides, and we'll start by switching the cross of the leg. So if the right leg was in front, now bring the left leg in front. And you might do a couple more just easy side rocks, shifting, reaching, lengthening, letting it play out however it plays out. Like, there's no righter way to do it than how you are. And in time, we'll let ourselves settle into that stretch on the left side. So you might walk your left hand out to the left and extend your right hand toward the sky. And it sort of depends on the day how this plays out. You might really be stretching and reaching, or you might let things sort of be a little more compact and close to center. And you might experiment with the rotation of the shoulder. Noticing just what you feel. And finding what feels like neutral. Where do you feel the most like you? And once you find it, as you breathe in, start to lengthen the right side of the body. And as you breathe out, start to just sort of soften into the shoulders. And with your next breath in, feel almost as though your right hand were being pulled up toward the sky, pulling you with it. And exhale, release. And just pause. And just feel. And in time, we'll start to slowly shift this into an easy forward fold, and you could bring your hands in front of the shins and just start to walk the hands forward. The spine can be long and straight or rounded and soft. The sitting bones might float up off the floor, or you might anchor them. Do what feels right now, and just take note of these things. This is also a wonderful place to elevate your hands on a block or blocks. And remember, there's nowhere you need to get to. A forward fold can happen in an totally upright position. Notice gravity. Gravity is happening all the time. Notice what way you're being pulled. And slowly, with a breath in, you might start to saunter or meander back toward upright. And from there, once you are upright, just bring your hands behind your low back, behind your bum. And let yourself sort of settle into your sitting bones, settle into your tailbone. It could feel like you're sort of slouching a little bit. Start to draw the belly toward the spine, not like a sucking in, but like an engagement. And from there, invite the heart to bloom. You might feel sort of like a smile emerging across your collarbones, and maybe your face. And we'll relax the effort of that, so you might come back to neutral. And so that's sort of like the general idea, that little backbending exercise, like how we can move into all of these shapes, no matter what they are, with less aggression, with more peace. Let's come to all fours, hands and knees. Table pose, Chakravakasana. And we'll do some twisting. So you might bring your right hand onto the floor, right underneath the heart, and you might widen the knees just a touch. And we'll move, we'll work dynamically for a few breaths, and then we'll settle in. So with a breath in, you might sweep your left hand up toward the sky, opening at the heart. And as you breathe out, come back to center and slide the left arm underneath the right, lowering down to the shoulder. And let's do this a few times. We'll inhale and unwind, extending the left hand toward the sky. And we'll exhale. And we'll thread the needle. That's what we'll call this. We'll inhale and extend toward the sky. And exhale, thread the needle. And you might do it at the pace of your breath a few more times before settling in. And the idea is to move like you. You know, and there's always that, you know, that first few hundred times that we do it, we're just trying to figure it out. Like, how the heck do I do this? And if we assume that whatever we're doing is the right thing, then how do I do it becomes more about the engagement between the form of your body and the shape. And we're just taking in information. Just sort of like feeling our own way in. And ultimately, if you settle in, you might come to rest on your left shoulder, and you might come to rest on the left temple. You might bring the palm of your right hand to the floor. Let there be a sense of sort of softness around the edges of your body, around the skin. And if it's possible, you might start to sort of radiate or lengthen out through your right sitting bone. So you might begin to just sort of locate the right sitting bone and notice the distance between the right sitting bone and the belly button. And you might notice the distance between the sitting bone and the right armpit. And you might let your mind just sort of travel across your body and check in and notice if you're holding or gripping anywhere. And in those places, can you invite a sense of softness? And with a breath in, whenever it comes to you, we'll start to slowly unwind. So you might press the palm of the right hand into the floor, slowly unwinding. And then moving like you, a round could happen in the back, an arch could happen in the back. You might do some things that you've seen your pet do, your cat or dog. They really have a handle on this. They really know how to move with ease. And before we go to side two, you might just take a pause, take a moment, and notice what you feel between the right side and the left side of the body. And in time, we'll come back to all fours, if you're not already, and we'll plant the left hand on the floor right underneath the heart, maybe widening the knees to give you a little space. And as you breathe in, you might begin to sweep your right hand up toward the sky. And as you breathe out, we'll thread the right arm underneath the left, moving the shoulder toward the earth. And as you breathe in, untwist. And as you breathe out, retwist, thread the needle. And again, it might feel right to do this at the pace of your own breath a few times before you settle in. And it's fine if you settle in and then decide, oh, I need to work dynamically a few more times. And once you do lower down to the earth, you might move your left hand out a bit, away from the head, maybe under the shoulder or even wider. And that might give you a little bit of room, a little bit of leverage to experiment with the length of your spine and to sort of locate where your left sitting bone is, you know, just sort of feeling where that is and noticing the distance between the left sitting bone and the belly button, between the left sitting bone and the left armpit. And then can you notice the distance between the left armpit and the middle of the forehead? And as it comes to you, when it feels right, thoughtfully place the left hand on the floor and let a breath in, press that hand into the floor, unwinding the body, coming back to all fours. And then moving like you. Again, maybe, you know, looking to movements you've seen your dog or cat make for guidance, or just following the feelings in your body. Like, what a radical thing to do, to listen to your own body. And so from here, we'll come down onto our forearms. So hands and knees, inhale, lower the forearms to the earth. And we'll work really subtly with what might feel like a cat and cow, if you've practiced some yoga before. And we'll begin with the head. So as you breathe out, start to tuck the chin toward the chest. And as you breathe in, let the chin drop down and start to move it toward the front of your mat, pointing toward the front of the mat. And as you breathe out, draw the chin toward the chest. And as you breathe in, reverse that action. And you might already notice how, you know, the instruction might be to move the chin, but so much more of your body is already moving. The shoulders are integrating, the upper arms, the neck, and the upper back, the middle of the back, the lower back, and what happens if you let the chin sort of be the creative director? So we might have all of these other things happening in the body, and if you have done them before, the temptation might be there, you know, to just make your body do what it's always done when it's done cat and cow. But if you can let the instruction be to the chin and let everything else just sort of play out as it does, notice what that feels like. And with your next breath in, we'll come back to neutral. And as you breathe out, we'll move the hips toward the heels and the forehead toward the floor. Now, if the hips seem mighty far from the heels, you might place a bolster or a blanket between your bum and your heels. And you might bring your hands down alongside the body and turn the palms to face the sky, just to get a nice release through the arms and the shoulders. And gravity is always and already happening. Can we yield to it? And when you loosen the reins a little bit, notice how much your body moves as you breathe. And so in time, we might bring the hands right under the shoulders again and slowly make our way toward all fours. Grab your blocks and bring them toward the front of the mat. And we'll be on the knees for a bit, so if you feel like it would be appropriate to pad the earth under the knees, then do that. Now from table, or block-supported table, we'll breathe in and step the left foot forward between the hands. Help it if it wants help. And bringing the hands to the blocks sort of shifts the focus here into the hips. And we'll just do a little experiment. To start, we'll keep the right toes untucked, just sort of like the foot flat on the floor. And notice what that feels like. Notice how that plays out in your leg. And then we'll tuck the toes under. And notice what happened. Notice what engaged. And that gives us, that offers us some support. With a breath in, we'll start to rock the hips back, straightening the left leg, letting the head become heavy and the spine round. And as you breathe out, come back to the low lunge. And we'll do that a few times, and we'll add a few incremental alignment ideas as we inhale and rock back, and exhale, deep lunge. And we can integrate the pose into our entire body by letting each part have its own experience. So, like, letting the sole of your foot have its own experience in the shape, and not cutting parts of your body off from the experience by limiting our focus. And so the next time that you happen to be inhaling and rocking back, we'll stay here. And if it feels like a stretch or like it's aggressive to have your hands as far forward as they are, consider moving them back toward your midline, toward the middle of your body for some support. Let the back of the head be soft and the crown of the head be heavy. And now we'll do a couple more experiments. So we'll begin with the sole of the left foot, for the most part, making contact with the floor. Don't be overly aggressive about getting all the toes to make contact with earth. And notice what you feel here. And notice what you feel if you were to slowly shift your weight from the left to the right. And from here, what would happen if you breathe in and start to slowly peel the sole of your left foot from the floor, keeping the heel planted? Notice what you notice. And can you shift the hips, maybe from the left to the right? And with a breath in, find your way back to what feels the most like neutral, the sole of the foot on the floor, or parts peeled away from the floor. And as you take a breath in, we'll start to lengthen through the spine. So you might lift the torso up and you might gaze forward. Yeah. Let's plant the right hand on the block and bring the left hand to the left hip. And we'll renew that sense of length with another breath in. And as you breathe out, start to slowly look with your face only to the left. You might bring your left hand to your low back, to your sacrum, just to sort of see and feel and know what's happening there. And what if you stop gripping in your right glutes, your right booty, just a little bit? With a breath in, we'll start to slowly untwist, bringing your left hand back to the block. And as you breathe out, slowly shift back to the low lunge. Now, engage the right glutes. I really don't like saying glutes, so engage the right booty. And we'll bring the hands to the top of the left thigh and just pause. Engaging in the right glutes, glutey. Let there be a sense of softness in the tailbone. Draw the belly toward the spine and let the heart bloom. And can you do that at sort of like 50%, so it's less aggressive all over and your skin is sort of soft? And with a breath in, we'll replace the hands on the floor or on your blocks. And as you breathe out, we'll move toward child's pose. And just notice. Just pause. Just feel the space that's already there. You might be more aware of your right sitting bone, or like deep into the meat of your right booty, haunch, rear end, backside, anything but glutes. And so in time, we'll start to reverse this action. So we'll come back to all fours, placing the hands on the blocks, possibly, and tucking the toes under, and stepping your right foot forward this time, keeping the left toes tucked under for now. And we'll just run that experiment again, where we begin with toes tucked under this time, noticing what engages, maybe noticing the distance between the point of your left hip and your right sitting bone. And to contrast, let's then tuck the left toes, untuck the left toes, and notice what happens. And so we'll find some support here. We'll tuck the toes under. And as you breathe in, we'll start to rock the hips back, straightening the right leg, letting the head become heavy and the spine round. Again, adjusting your hand placement and exhaling back to your lunge. Doing it a handful of times. So we have this whole range of experience in our process where we can fully understand, how do I do it? How do I do it in this body? You're doing it right. And then noticing how do I do it opens up into, what do I feel? And you might be invited into the less obvious places, like, what do I feel at my brows? What do I feel in the back of my skull? What do I feel in those spaces between the toes? And the next time or two that you're inhaling and rocking the hips back, we'll pause here and we'll conduct a couple of, you know, exploratory missions. And we'll start with keeping as much as we can without over-efforting the sole of the right foot on the floor. And noticing how that feels, and letting the weight in the hips sort of shift from the left to the right. And then in time, maybe inhaling and anchoring at the right heel and peeling the rest of the foot from the floor, or parts of the rest of the foot from the floor. Maybe letting your right hip become a bit heavier in its socket. And maybe shifting in the hips from the left to the right. And with a breath in, lengthening through the spine, lengthening through the torso. And then planting the left hand on the block and bringing the right hand to the right hip. And you might sort of renew the length with a breath in. And as you breathe out, with your head only, start to look to the right. And you might bring your hand to your low back. Just sort of get a sense of what's happening in the sacrum. Maybe letting your right hip become a little bit heavier. And as you breathe in, we'll slowly start to untwist. And as you breathe out, find your way back to your low lunge. And we'll bring the hands to the top of the right thigh. And as you do that, you might start to engage through the left backside a little bit, drawing the belly button toward the spine and letting the heart bloom. Holding on loosely enough so that you feel breath moving your body. And with the breath in, we'll bring the hands back to the blocks or to the floor. And as you breathe out, you might make your way back to child's pose, balasana, or to devotional, bhaktasana. Noticing what you notice. Feeling what you feel. Noticing where, you know, there's some sort of conversation happening between your body and the force that's pulling you to the earth. And it can be one of compliance or yielding or cooperation, and it can be one of resistance. And whatever is happening is normal. Our work is to just start to notice these things. Notice the space that's already there. And so in time, you might bring your hands underneath your shoulders and press the hands into the floor to bring the torso toward upright. And in time, we'll organize the body so that we're sitting on our bums, with the legs extended and wide, sustainably wide. So for lots of us, most of us, like almost everyone I see in class, there's a feeling or a tendency towards sitting like this, like where we're back behind our sitting bones and sort of, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but where there's a lot of effort involved just to sit up, and we're taking a lot of work before we even start. So for those of us who feel that way, myself included, you might sit on a blanket or two and then scooch all the way forward. So your pelvis tilts forward and you have a little more space. Other fun modifications that we can make to this shape are if you have extremely stretched out hamstrings, I want to meet you, first of all, if you do, because that is not something I've ever known a day in my life. But, or if you're dealing with sciatica, which might be slightly more common, you might elevate your knees. It sort of shifts the focus here from the hamstrings. You can also support your legs like that even if you just want to, you know, only you want to, even if you're not dealing with sciatica. And so from here, we're looking for this sense of relaxed engagement. So there's a certain amount of engagement required just to bring the hips to neutral so that your kneecaps and your toes are pointing toward the sky. For some of us, like, natural state is toes pointing in, internal rotation in the hip. And for some of us, the opposite is true. And so there's an engagement required to bring it to neutral. Beyond that, let there be this sense of, like, liquid in the soles of the feet, like a sense of untangling. You might bring your awareness there and notice just how much you happen to be holding or gripping in the feet. And let the sense of liquid and softness and untangling sort of circulate in the feet and around the knees into the hips and the low back. And you might feel yourself sort of softening into the base of the spine. And from this place, softness, spaciousness, untangled, start to simply remember the natural and elegant length of your own spine. And as you take a breath in, we'll bring the arms out to T, so they're parallel to the earth and perpendicular to the sky, the spine. And we'll turn the palms of the hands to face the sky. And we'll sort of soften into the bottom of the shoulder blades. And with a breath in, we'll bend the arms at the elbows. And with a breath out, we'll start to move the elbows toward each other, the forearms toward each other, the upper arms toward each other. And when you arrive in this space where maybe your pinky fingers start to touch, turn the palms to face each other. And you could bring it together. You could touch palm to palm, or you could let there be a little bit of space. As you take a breath in, remember the length of your spine. And as you breathe out, just slowly, almost like the front of your body is a compass, start to slowly turn toward the right. You know, you might just go a couple of ticks, a couple of degrees from north toward east. Can you remember the length of your spine? And a sense of softness all around the edges, softness in the hands, Softness from the earlobes to the shoulders. And as you breathe in, come back to the center. And as you breathe out, we'll start to turn our compass slightly toward west. Slightly toward the left. Noticing if you start to hold or grip or protect, and inviting softness into those spaces. And as you breathe in, come back to the center. You might turn the palms of your hands to face you and exhale, release the arms down. And pause. We'll bring the hands underneath the back of the knees and sort of help the knees to bend and help the legs toward each other. And we'll lower down onto the floor. So you might do this by clearing a space and maybe extending the arms out in front of you and rolling down. And we'll be on our backs for a bit. So if you have hair or ponytail that's bothering you, you might alleviate that trouble. And we'll organize the body so that the knees are bent and the soles of the feet are on the floor. And the feet are about the width of your sitting bones. So the distance between your heels is about the same distance that's between your sitting bones. And your knees are tracking. So the distance between the knees is just about, you know, without getting too fastidious about it, the distance of the sitting bones. And we'll turn the palms of the hands to face the sky and let the arms be just a comfortable distance from the body. And as you take a breath in, we'll press the feet into the floor and we'll press the small of the back into the floor, the lumbar curve. And as you breathe out, come back to neutral. And as you breathe in, press the feet into the floor, press the small of the back into the floor. And as you breathe out, come back to neutral. And we'll do this just a handful of times. Noticing what it feels like to have the support of the earth. Noticing what it feels like to make contact with the earth. And the next time that you inhale and press the feet and the back into the floor, we'll just sort of hold this shape for a moment. Noticing the feet pressing into your mat or the floor. Noticing the direction that your tailbone is pointing. Noticing what parts of the back of the body are coming into contact with the earth. And with your next breath out, we'll let it all go, coming back to neutral. just notice. And so from here, we'll breathe in and press the feet into the floor. We'll press the small of the back into the floor. Taking a hold of one of your blocks, we'll press the feet into the floor. We'll lift the hips just enough so that we can slide the block in its lowest, flattest position underneath your sacrum, underneath the lowest part of your back. Mostly underneath your booty, underneath your bum. And you might hold onto your block. And in time, we'll draw the right knee into the chest and the left knee into the chest. And you can let the knees be really heavy. And start to slowly sway from side to side. So if you're holding onto your block, you get a nice massage of the low back there as your knees move toward the chest. And in time, we'll let an external rotation happen in the hips. So you might notice your knees, as you do that, pointing away from the heart, away from the midline. Your heels, your feet might stay pretty close to the center. And slowly, keeping the knees bent here in that external rotation through the hips, let the soles of the feet become light and start to float toward the sky. And so we'll call this something like happy baby. And we'll start just by noticing the space that's already there, the space that's already happening in and around your hips, in and around your hamstrings. And you can do that by noticing the distance between your right sitting bone and your belly button, between your left sitting bone and your belly button. You might notice the distance between your right sitting bone and the back of your right knee. And you might notice the distance between your left sitting bone and the back of your left knee. And we'll remember some other kinds of length. Notice the very base of the spine, the tailbone, and the distance between the tailbone and the belly button. And notice the distance between the belly button and the center of the heart. And in time, we'll let the heels become heavy, sort of keeping the knees bent but letting the heels move back toward the body. And slowly starting to move the knees back toward each other. And you might, again, just sort of rock from side to side here. And in time, you might slowly start to move the knees away from the torso and release one and then both feet toward the floor. And with the support of your block underneath your body, you might sort of sink into it. You might feel a sense of untangling at the creases of the hips. And we'll press the feet into the floor and lift the hips just enough to move the block out of the way and roll the spine down. And as you breathe in, we'll reach the fingers toward the sky. And as you breathe out, we'll reach the hands up overhead, letting the arms rest letting the hands rest on the earth. And in time, we'll extend the right and the left leg long onto the mat. And we'll make the body just as long as possible. You might stretch your toes toward the bottom of your mat and stretch your fingers toward the top of your mat. And making your body long, you might then start to press the middle of your back, like the center of your back, into the floor. And breathing naturally and breathing normally, you might start to move your belly button and the space just below the belly button toward the earth. And with your next breath out, let it all go, like come to no effort. You might even sprawl out on your mat and just notice. And in time, we'll start to slowly meander toward our pose of final rest. So if there are movements that you still would like to make, then make them. And if there are adjustments to your wardrobe or to your general situation, then make them. And in time, in your own time and in your own way, we'll meander toward a pose of rest. And that's whatever shape is restful. It can be on the back or the side or the belly with lots of props or few props. You can lie with your legs up the wall. Or you could sit. Let yourself settle in to your bones. Let your bones settle into the earth. And you might begin to remember your body. Noticing the contact that your body makes with earth. Noticing the contact that your body makes with the sky, the air and space all around you. And you might begin to take slightly deeper breaths. And as you take slightly deeper breaths, you might notice just how much you move as you breathe. And the movement of breathing might start to stretch and spread across your body. To the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet. Time you might stretch your body long. You might reach your hands up overhead and stretch your feet toward the bottom of the mat. And you might hug everything back in toward the middle. Be a rocking that happens from left to right. And you might find yourself rocking over to your favorite side and pausing there. Maybe here in this space, the message that you send and the message you receive might be that you're already healed, you're already whole. In your own time and in your own way, begin to move back toward a seat, a luminous seat. Maybe your hands will find their way to your heart in whatever way feels natural. Maybe the weight of the hands at the heart will remind you that that you're already healed. You are already whole. Thank you all for sharing your practice. I wish you peace on your path until we meet again and always. Namaste.